thoroughly enjoyed being here and worshiping with my new church family. It's been a blessing, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that I made the right decision, and I've not regretted it. I've enjoyed worshiping, enjoyed just being with you and getting to know y'all on a friendlier level and one-on-one personally, and just look forward to worshiping and being with y'all in the services. I told them jokingly the other day, I said, y'all are used to Brother Shane and Brother Derek preaching and teaching. I said, y'all used to eating steak and ribs. I said, but you get ready tonight to feast on potted meat and crackers. I said, it's just going to be, but I enjoy preaching. There's one thing about me. Anybody can find a sermon online, but I want to have the message for the hour. I don't care if there's 100 folks there, 99 of them get looked over and don't get none of that sermon. But if one person sitting on that back row or that front pew can get something and take home something from my sermons, that were the Lord's sermons, the way He uses me, that's what I want. I want the right message for the right hour. I feel like the Lord's led me in this direction tonight. This is where we're going. Just need your help that I can get this point across. It can go one of two ways. It can take effect, or it can take a dive. And let's pray that it takes the effect, because the way I feel it, I want to deliver it across. So if you want to, just turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Believing tonight the Lord to help us. So one thing about it, I want to do His work. I've tried to preach without Him, and it didn't turn out good. It was ugly. Wishing the pulpit would just open right up, but it just suck you right in there, and you just get out when everybody leaves. But it's been there before, and I tell the Lord every time, God, if you don't meet me there, my words are just vain. They won't take effect. God, I need you to meet me. And for those who are wondering that Derek talking about my granddaddy this morning, they say I got his build. Just imagine a man as wide as I am, but 5 inches shorter. You know? And I got to thanking God this afternoon for my heritage. A story that was told on my granddaddy, that he had a cousin that she was also a preacher. And as the crow flies, lived about a mile away, Brother Glenn, you know, Eula Harrell. And I told him this story. I said, she always say that there was an old graveyard behind my grandmother and my granddaddy's house. And said on a good day, when that wind was blowing just right, or it was calm and you could hear my granddaddy praying in that graveyard. You could hear him calling out to God. You could hear him seeking God in that graveyard, walking probably 100, 150 yards behind his house, and he would get alone with God. I'm thankful for that. He died when I was 3, but his heritage lives on. Now, I got a choice, and Brother Derek's got a choice. If we can grab a hold of that heritage and build it up, I can build something for my kids, good little Willing, whenever I have some. He can leave a heritage for Chloe and little baby Braxton that's on his way. They can have a heritage of a godly dad that had come and pastored the church and lived for the Lord and sacrificed. And somebody could hear him seeking God and praying in a room somewhere. They can have that heritage, and they can be thankful for that. And I, for one, am thankful for my heritage. Tonight we're going to preach on, starting in verse 6. We're going to preach tonight on when the fig leaves won't do. We're going to start reading verse 6, and we'll read on down to verse 9. It said, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Tonight, like I said, I want to preach on a topic and a subject. I have a thought on my mind. I'm hoping to be able to get this delivered to you the way I feel it, on when the fig leaves won't do. Brother Derek, I'm going to ask you and pray that God would have His way tonight, and God would anoint me, because I need it tonight.
Father, we need You, Jesus. Thank You. God, we ask You, Lord, tonight to meet us here tonight. Lord, send on your word. God, let me be a tool used by you. Jesus, we need God, you to move in this place. We need you to move in this hour, God, in this day and in this hour. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If there's ever been a day and an hour we need the Lord, it is now. From the tragedies that have stricken this country, that have taken over, it seems like can't nobody go out with afraid of an act of terrorism happening to them. And with the tension that's happening nowadays, it seems like that fear has taken hold of this nation. And this is not what I'm preaching on, but I feel like to tell you that if ever there is a time that we need God, it is now. If there ever is a time when His church people need to quit what they're doing and sacrifice a lot more than what we're sacrificing to get a hold of God to see a revival, it is the day and in the hour that we're living in. Because there's things that are going and there's things that are happening in this day and in this hour which we can't control, but we serve a God that can control it. Maybe He is waiting for us to call out to Him and ask Him to make a difference. If we would just each get down and spend a great amount of time throughout the week at our homes and ask God, God, if you would just change me. Don't worry about the church that you're going to. Don't worry about asking people, God, to change the person next to you. But if you would just make up your mind and say, God, this nation is in turmoil. This world is in turmoil. This city is in turmoil. God, don't worry about it. Let me, God, if you would just do a work in my life, if you would just come into this place and you would change me from the inside out, I know that you would start a revival in my heart and maybe it would spill over to the person next to me and then it would spill over from them to the person next to them. God, if you would change me so I can make a difference in this world and in this city. I'm telling you, there is a day and an hour, and it isn't now that we need to make a difference. The days of coasting and taking it easy are long gone. Today is the day when we need to ask God to change our hearts. We were talking about it in Sunday school. We got to start right here in changing us. We got this revival starts right here. It doesn't start in the church body. It starts right here. We got to be reformed, renewed in our hearts and in our minds for an order of revival to take place. You got the threefold temptation of man. I'm going to try to get in my message. But I'm telling you, I feel it. I'm telling you, there is a day and in this hour. It is now. Yes, the Lord lets us allow to have pleasures. We get to enjoy time with family. We get to enjoy each other. We get to enjoy a fellowship when we come to church and worship. And I'm sad to say that there are too many times when we come in those church doors and church doors around where we come with the mindset to saying, well, we're going to be out of here by 12 and we can get to the restaurant by 12:30. If we would leave that mindset in the car, the parking lot, and come through those doors with the mindset, but God, you have your way today. I don't care if it's 2:30 before we get out of this church. I don't care if it's 4:30 before we get out of this church. I don't care if we stay here till the night service. If we come in with that mentality through those doors right here and say, God, we're not leaving this church until you have your way, until you're done with us. God, if you would change us, change our mindset to think that, God, we don't want to do the normal no more. God, we want you to have your way. We want you to bless this church. We want you to save the world out there. We want you to save our neighbors. We want you to save our loved ones. But we have the mindset. When I was at a church, I dated a girl that went to a church, and buddy, they went by the book. I was Pentecostal, was backslid at the time, but I'm telling you, I finally got tired of it. I said, I'm done. I said, when you get out of church, call me and I'll come pick you up. 12:30, if the Lord really moved, they got out. But you could pretty much count on it, 12 o'clock. Half the people around us where I was sitting was sleeping. And pretty sure I dozed off a few times of myself. But the thing is, they come with that mindset that we get there at 9:45 and we're going to get out by 12. Half of them didn't even come to Sunday school. It is important that you come and you learn of the Bible. Just as well as you learn through the preaching, you learn through Sunday school. But I'm telling you, the trouble is, and I've been guilty of it myself. I'm not just just pointing my finger at anybody, a certain one, but I'm pointing it right here. If everybody would just quit pointing the finger at their neighbor, if they would just take it up and point it right to the top of their head and say, God, this is the reason why we're not having a revival in the church. I'm the reason why we're not having a move of God. God, if you would just change my mind and reform my thinking, renew my thinking from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, if you would just renew me and give me the mindset to say, I'm tired of the norm tonight. I'm tired of just average worship. I'm tired. If we would just come in here with a heart ready to worship and a heart ready to receive, we would see a difference in the world that we are living in. I'm telling you tonight, we need to have a changed mindset. I'm telling you, it's not even my notes. We need to get rid of this mindset. That, you know, yeah, you can come on over. I'll be out of church by 1. I'll be home by 1:30. It's gotten us in a lot of trouble. We've become, I guess you too, the formality of a program. I tell you, we need to throw the program down. Say, God, we're letting you have your way this morning. Somebody feels led to sing a song, let them sing it. Spiritually led. I'm not talking about this. If you feel led to sing a song, you sing it. You feel led to testify. I'm talking about be led by God, not just every average Joe just going to jump up and say something or sing a song. No, you feel spiritually led. And there will be a witness. There folks will feel it. There will be a witness. And Brother Derek, if it's really led by God, I believe God will talk to him too. He's the leader of this church. God will speak to him. But it's time we throw the program out. It's time we get rid of the formality of this church and the formality of worship. We come, we lift our hands, and half the time it's just because everybody else is doing it. If we really listen to the words of the hymns that Sister Kayla sings, those people that wrote those songs were from experiences that they've had, and they were heartfelt words. That's the reason why they come up. I challenge you, just go on the internet and kind of Google or search out some of the stories of the people that wrote, like Amazing Grace or It Is Well or Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Those great stories of people that Nothing But the Blood of a man that I think, if I get it right, was getting ready to commit suicide. And he just wrote a note, but he went down to a church and got saved, and what can wash away my sins? Nothing. But after he got saved, he wrote, but the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, if we would just listen to those words and really have a heartfelt worship when we sing those songs, I guarantee you we would see a change in this church. We would see a change in our neighborhoods. We would see a change in our house. Folks will be able to tell that we are Christians by the way we live, by the way we carry ourselves. They will be able to tell that Christ lives in us if we just get rid of the formality of the average worship and get rid of the formality of just coming in here and just leaving because it's Sunday and we go to church on Sunday. I'm telling you, if we get to the mindset that it's Sunday and I'm going to worship my God that carried me through the week. He got me through Monday, Tuesday. He carried me to the midweek service on Wednesday. He blessed me on Thursday. I had a rough day Friday and Saturday. I was able to relax. But Sunday, I'm going with the mindset that I'm going to worship my God for bringing me through the week from Monday to Saturday. Today is His day. Monday is His day. Tuesday is His day. We worship Him all through the week, but we need to get rid of that mentality that we're just going to just come to church because that's what we do on Sunday. I'm telling you, we need to worship Him every day of the week, but on Sundays in general, it is His day. We is recognized by His day. We need to get rid of that formality and come with the mindset that we need to worship Christ for what He's done. I challenge you, if you each would just close your eyes and go back thinking about the battles that He's brought you through. And go back thinking of everything that you have faced in your life. If you go back to every trial that you went through in your life, and I dare you and I challenge you to find a place when God wasn't there, just let me know. Just go ahead and tell. I'll give you a minute to think. Yeah, think of a battle where you can look back and say, God wasn't there. He really left me by myself. I don't hear nobody. Now, why do we sit down? Why do we sit down with our hearts? Why do we stand up just out of... Because that's what we do when we sing a song. Why do we do that? It's become the thing to do. I'm sorry, this is not what I've... But I'm telling you, in this day and in this hour, it might be leftover water from this morning, but it's good now. In this day and in this hour that we live in, Christ is soon coming. And I'm sure Brother Glenn has heard all through his life, Christ is coming back soon. Christ is coming back soon. But if you sit there and ask him, brother, were the signs as bad back then as they are now? The signs are probably greater of Christ coming now. I'm telling you, so there is no time left to play. There is no time left to just come to church. There is no time left to just lift our hands. Like I said, I've been guilty. You see the neighbor, you get too old. I like those words of that song. But if we not only lift our hands to worship, but if we lift our hearts up, if we lift our voices up, and we really mean it. I taught one time on the four ingredients of true worship. The adoration. You adore something, you're going to worship it. If you're fascinated by something, you're going to be captivated by it. And I don't remember them all, but I got them down on this iPad. And I'll find them for you later if you want to know what they are. I'll give them to you after church. But basically, one point is said, if you adore something, you love it with all your heart. You worship that. You adore it. Husbands, you love your wives. At least I hope you do. Wives, you love your husband. You adore them. You would do anything for them. You love them. Christ loved us. Christ gave his life for us. Christ would do anything for us. He proved that by dying on the cross. Shedding his blood. So then I go back to the question, why do we just sit there? I understand there are times and appropriate times when different parts of the service may go in a different direction. But if your worship is coming down to this altar and crying and weeping, these altars are always open. If you truly need God to help you, these altars are always open. He said, how can you say that you're not the pastor? Well, I know Brother Derek good enough. He wants to see his people helped. I ain't even got to ask him. He'll tell you the altars are always open. If your worship is just lifting your hands and weeping, I'm a crier. I like to cry. Now, I challenge you to lift your hands up. Cry, but worship God. And I know Brother Derek has tried to, you know, give it to you. Worship. We got to worship more. We got to seek God more. We got to pray more. The days of coasting are gone. The days of just taking it easy on a church pew are gone. The days of just coming to church because that's what we do on Sundays and Wednesdays. And a lot of folks won't even do that on Wednesdays now. Are gone. This right here. If we indulge ourselves more in this right here. And in on our knees. With this in front of us. I know Brother Woods has talked about. And one thing that stuck out to me during those Bible schools we would go to is that man would pray. But in front of him during that prayer will be opened up like this. And he'd pray with that word in front of him. I don't know if he was just praying with the word or if scripture come to his mind that he would want to look it up, but that Bible was open. Maybe signifying, Lord, just feed it in me. Let me feast on that word. Bring something to light in my life that I've never seen before. You know how we do that? By prayer. Fasting and digging in his word. I'm telling you, church, the days out there are rough. The racial tension in this country is rough. And I'm telling you, it is of the devil. It is of the devil. I'm telling you. The way that world is out there nowadays, with the disrespect that comes to elders, with the disrespect that comes to just the older folks and the seniors in the church and the pastor. Just the disrespect. And I'm not saying y'all disrespect them. Don't get me wrong. Because I believe y'all love y'all's pastor. There's many churches out there where the people don't respect their pastor. I'm telling you, it's bad out there. It's bad out there. And I'm telling you, it is the days of being coasting downhill. The days of just throwing the car in neutral and just cruising for a little bit are over. It's time we stand as a church. It's time we stand together, Abundant Life Tabernacle. I challenge you, however much you spend your time in prayer, up that by 10 minutes this week. And if that takes your prayer time up to 10 minutes, dear God, add a little more to it. If you read 5 chapters a day, read 2 or 3 more and really study. And one thing I'll say, and I'm getting ready to close. I hope you got something from this tonight. I used to think the more chapters I read would be better. But then I got more out of it once I would read a chapter. Maybe I wouldn't get one chapter through a night, but I would really study that chapter and break that down. So do like you feel led to do. I mean, but study that word. I challenge you. I challenge you. Go home. Lengthen your prayer time by 10 minutes. Lengthen your Bible reading by 2 or 3 chapters and really study. Don't just read the chapters, just read the chapters. But I challenge you to do that. If I would stand to your feet. I would like to do something different. One thing that's going to help this community is unity in this church. Agreed? We work together in church functions. We work together when things come around. We work together in these services. Sister Holly, if you want to play the piano, you can. If not, you can join in. But I want everybody, not necessarily to join hands, but just come around this church. And Brother Derek, as the pastor, is going to lead us in prayer. And we're just going to have a time of prayer. Everybody's going to pray together, but he's going to be the leader. He's the leader of this church. He's going to lead us in prayer. For this church to be unified. For this church to have a greater worship about them. For this church to make a difference in the community. For this church to be a lighthouse to those that are out there lost and dying. In the world that is dark, in the world that is sinful. Abundant Life Tabernacle can be a lighthouse to that world out there. Let's say everybody, let's gather around and just find a spot to stand. And Brother Derek, when everybody gets situated, they're going to lead us in prayer. And we're just going to have, I'm talking about, take what I said. Don't just come up here and pray. What I'm talking about from the bottom of your heart. Lift your voices unto God and really cry your heart's content out. Tell Him what you're feeling. Tell Him that you really love Him. Tell Him that you really want to worship His name. Tell Him that you really want to make a difference. But together, we're going to unify together as a church body. So we can have an outreach that will reach that world out in this lost and dying world. This sin-sick world that is full of sin, full of turmoil. I, for one, want to see a difference. I, for one, want to see these church pews full. I, for one, want to see a harvest of souls in this place. Where that gym is full of kids for children's church. Where these pews are full of parents for the adult worship. I, for one, want to see that. Brother Derek.